Phil Constantino here at Coca-Cola Park, now joined by Carlos Alonso, who scored the winning run in last night's wacky walk-off affair for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Taylor Featherston got the Gatorade bath in the dugout, but without your infield single and your hustle, that never happens. So you're standing on first base. What's the first thought in your head when you see Taylor pop the ball up to right field?
I mean, with any pop-up, I'm just busting it just because you never know. You never want to be in that position where, like, you're thinking, like, what could have been. So, I mean, I'm just controlling what I can control, and I'm just busting it around the bases. And if the one time the pop-up drops and it happened to be last night, and I was ready to score, so I was fortunate for that to happen.
Did any part of you think, all right, we're going to extras again?
Yeah, I mean, it crossed my mind, but you know, you got to be in it and ready to battle in whatever situation it is. So, I mean, obviously, when I was at first base, I was like, come on, hit something in the gap here. So, give me a shot to score. But he popped up and it dropped, and we were able to win it that way. So,
when did you realize that the pop up was dropped and you should just start running full speed, or I guess continue running full speed?
Honestly, I had no idea. I was running, I was halfway between second and third, and I was just running as hard as I could third, and I saw Brundy. All of a sudden, I mean, he was pretty relaxed at first, and all of a sudden, the look on his face, and he was spinning his arm, and I was like, all right, we're going. So I just kept going home, and the first thing I said when I slid home, I was like, no way, he dropped it. And everybody's like, yeah, he did, and we all rushed out to Taylor, so.
And in the end, it's a 4-3 win, a second consecutive walk-off win, a third walk-off win in this homestand for you guys. Carlos Alonso is here with us on the AT&T pregame show. Now, you missed a lot of time so far to start this season. You had a fractured jaw that took you out of 26 games. I'm not sure our radio audience knows exactly what happened besides the fact that you just missed that time with the injury, and it was a freak injury. So if you could just explain from your perspective when it happened, what caused the injury?
Yeah, obviously any injury, it's tough to deal with because, I mean, you want to be out there helping the team win. But I was doing our normal routine, taking batting practice, and I was actually fielding at shortstop. Mm-hmm. And there was a line drive hit by the batter. And while we're taking ground balls, we have a fungal guy hitting us ground balls. So for whatever reason, I relaxed a little bit, put my head down, and it just so happened that instant, I believe it was Tommy Joseph hit a line drive and just caught me right at the wrong moment at the wrong time, and it was a freak accident. So caught me square in the chin, broke my jaw, fractured it down the middle. I have two plates and the screw holding it in together right now. But honestly, like the surgeon did a great job, and I feel no effects of it now, and I feel great. So I mean, I was able to kind of pushed that past me quickly, so I was happy with that.
I can't imagine that moment for you. It's a freak injury. It's just incredibly unfortunate. What was your initial thought when that happened?
I mean, to go into the full story, I missed all of last year with an injury as well. So it was, I mean, just it's hard not to have that here we go again. Like, man, I can't stay on the field feeling, but, you know, I just had some faith and just believed that, like, if I stuck with it here and it wasn't going to be a season-ending thing, I'd be able to come back and be productive.
And I guess this is kind of the elephant in the room here, and hindsight is 20/20. Is there anything in that circumstance that could be done to stop it in the future, put a net up or anything? You're taking fungos during batting practice. Anything that can be done?
Honestly, it was strictly – I mean, I've been taking ground balls and batting practice – I don't know how many years now. So, honestly, it's just don't put your head down when you have to have your eye on the batter at all times. Even if the guy hits you a fungo and it's a poorly timed fungo with the batter swinging, you keep your eye on the ball off the bat because that's the one that's the dangerous one. It's line drive, and it happens to be the one that's coming at your face. So, I would just say, just be more. Don't put your guard down, especially in the infield.
Yeah, that's tough stuff. Carlos Alonso is here with us on the AT&T pregame show. Now, you said before you had plates and screws put in your mouth. They're still in there. How does that affect you? Did it affect you at all, your ability to talk or anything while playing the game?
Honestly, it hasn't affected me at all. There was the annoyance of having the wires in for about 4 weeks holding my jaw together. But other than some tooth soreness, some sensitivity, hasn't really affected my play. I think I've been taking, even before I was active, I was taking swings, taking ground balls, and just making sure I was ready to play when I got back. So there hasn't really been any real ill effects to the baseball side of things.
What about your personal life? Did it affect the way you eat or anything that you could do in your personal life?
At the first week, I could only eat soft foods, which was tough because you don't want to lose too much weight. And then, I mean, you get your body prepared for this long season, and you don't want to lose too much muscle going through a week or two of no exercise, not eating solid foods, that can be tough. But, I mean, I've gained all the weight that I lost initially from those 2 weeks, and I think everything's 100% right now.
How much weight was it?
I was only 10 pounds. I put it back on pretty quickly. So
then, what's the go-to soft food in that moment?
I think I was actually able to go home in Annapolis, Maryland. It was where my parents were, and they were making me smoothies and doing yogurts and that type of thing. Everything out of a straw. But it was only a week of that, so it wasn't too harmful to the whole diet.
Here with Carlos Alonso, a couple more things for you, Carlos. Did you ever have any hesitation, or do you have any hesitation still, maybe fielding a ground ball? I know you wear that guard on your jaw with your batting helmet when you're at the plate. Does it ever cause concern for you?
That's a similar question to the training staff that they've asked me, and I honestly haven't even thought about it. And for whatever reason, it's the same thing with my knee. I got taken out, tore my ACL last year in a double play. I haven't even thought about my knee once. So I don't know. I think I find a way of just channeling. Like when I'm on the field, I'm focused on what my task is at hand. I don't, whatever physical injury I have, or maybe hindrance of tightness in the knee or soreness in the jaw, I find a way to channel that out and just focus on what I'm doing on the field.
Now, you've reached safely in every game since returning. You mentioned before you didn't play a whole lot last year, didn't play a whole lot at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. What's working for you?
I felt last year was going to be a very, very productive year for me. I thought in 2014 I had my best year so far, and I just didn't want to lose that momentum I had. Even if I did, sat out a whole year and it had been a year and a half since I was playing, I still had that mentality that when given the opportunity, I was going to be productive.
Now, your brother Kiko, he's a linebacker for the Miami Dolphins now. Mm-hmm. Who's the better athlete in the family?
we'll give him the better athlete, but you can ask him. He may be bigger than me, but I got the wrestling background, so he knows I'm the older brother, so he knows in a wrestling physical affair, he probably doesn't have too much of a chance.
So if it comes down to like a brawl in the backyard or something, you're taking him down.
Yeah, he's probably calling for his mom pretty quickly. So.
Here with Carlos Alonso. Last question for you, Carlos. Kiko, he's played in the NFL. He's reached the highest level of his sport. What does he tell you? Because he's played in some big markets, played in a lot of maybe media scrutiny like Philadelphia. What does he tell you about maybe handling Philadelphia one day or handling the highest level of the game?
You know, me and my brother, as far as personalities-wise, I feel like I'm a little bit more outgoing. He likes to kind of stay to himself a little bit more. But, you know, just from the outside perspective, because I live with him in the off season, and I hear the media and stuff, and I know how things can kind of turn against when you're not winning. The media tends to, I mean, there's tends to be more scrutiny when you're not winning, obviously. So as far as just being on an outside perspective, you try to answer your questions honestly, but you also have to be somewhat guarded in the sense that, like, you don't want to have anything misconstrued or anything like that in what you're trying to say. Because I know my brother, and I know he's very very honest about things, and he's not gonna he's 100% type of player, and so am I. And I think in the end, that's what the fans will see, and that's what the media will see. Is like it's just somebody that just wants to go out there and play the game hard and hustle, and just wherever the chips fall is how it'll be.
Well, we'll say your hustle paid off last night. You're off to a good start since returning. Yeah. Best of luck. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate that.